nobody. Have you seen the driver of my black limousine? He wears a black cap and some black panty loafers. This is the story of my rock and roll chauffeur.
Rock and roll chauffeur, rock and roll chauffeur, rock and roll home. Wanna rock and roll. about it all. And I'm tired, won't you give me time? Well, I've been thinking, well, find myself on the floor wondering what to do. Draw a blank face and stare on the wall as the sky turns blue. It's not so easy to give up, but it's so damn tempting to.
I'll meet you in the darkness. And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
won't deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The IVS somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Though at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Welcome to What's Happening, the extended edition here on WMFO in Medford. Enjoy.
Had to park on Bay State Road, 'cause Fenway's all aglow. A Brookline Ave to Lansdowne Street, guitar in hand in the summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue, a crowd outside the House of Blues. A dodge of vendors, hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way. Breaking strings on cheap guitar. That alley scene.
stage. Across that alley, beyond that velvet cage. Until then, here we remain with the singing, stringing, ringing ways.
Can't get by the pond. Windows boarded shut, the doors have all been locked, and everything forgotten. A broken fairy tale from once upon a time, but time no longer cared and left it all behind. Did you put a penny in the pond? Penny in the pond. Did you put a penny in the pond? One day did you put a penny in the pond? Did you put a penny in the pond to throw it all away? That gate around the back, briars overgrown it, water deep and black, where pennies all were thrown in, cast into the mud. Fragile hole, pennies everyone, wishes left alone. Did you put a penny in the pond? Penny in the pond. Did you put a penny in the pond? One day did you put a penny in the pond? Did you put a penny in the pond?
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron. We heard Dalton and the Sheriffs with Cheap Guitars. Lily Black off of their brand new album, Cover It Up, with Cover It Up. Tellamore with Go With The Flow. Colette O'Connor with Penny in the Pond. And got a special song coming up right now by We Are Northern Lights and male lead vocals of this great group. He is a jumbo. Yeah, that's right. He graduated with an engineering degree from right here at Tufts University. Where is your heart? Enjoy.
Your heart open, and I hope you come around. have you folded? I'm trying something new, so give me something true. Well, I know you show your cards, you leave your heart open, and now it's open, but I can't let it go. And I just need to know. So tell me where your heart is, 'cause I'm done wasting my time. I'm just being honest.
Run by Blackwood, runs by Applemile, you're lucky enough to live down in that neighborhood. Every day, about 9:35, you'll be sitting down trying to grab some eggs and bacon. And that train come by, and your whole house starts shaking. Cause it's a powerful train. Well, it's a powerful train, yeah. Well, it's a powerful train. Well, it's a powerful train. It's gonna sneak up on you. Underneath your window, blow its whistle loud and long.
Never. it's a woman. It's all because of a woman. When she left me, then I started drinking. Now I'm thinking, it's always because of a woman. If she will leave you, either first she will deceive you.
Welcome back to What's Happening, Extended Edition. I'm Aaron.
And this is Dave.
And I'm Kevin.
Welcome to the Mooney Brothers. And that was their brother.
Yes, that was Paul. Paul Justin Mooney. He's our brother. He was our brother. And he had cystic fibrosis. And he recorded that album just before he lost his battle with that disease back in 2009. He lived in Chicago, where he was a teacher, and he was a very talented writer who had attended the Iowa's Writers Workshop in Iowa for creative writing, and started his career out in Chicago as a teacher, and his journey as far as writing professionally for a living, and he received a fellowship, a Michener Fellowship, which is very, very hard to get, and he had some works published, but, you know, really during his life, a lot of his energies and efforts was used to help keep himself healthy and in his battle with cystic fibrosis. And that record that he made there was one that he wrote along with many others in the years before he passed away. He became very, at times, very sick, and he realized that his life may not have much time left. So he kind of phased out of his first form of art, which was to write novels and stories and that type of expression, to one of to shorten up the time frame of the creation to songs and poems and things like that. And that song was called Because of a Woman, which he had recorded at the Strobe Studio in Chicago with a guitarist by the name of Bill McKay. And after he passed away, we discovered, as we were cleaned out his apartment in Chicago, we discovered that song, as well as many, many other things that he had done during those few years before he passed away. And we were just floored by it, and realized that it was something that really should see the light of day to a good size audience. So we spent some time. We cataloged the work after we found it. We discovered that he had recorded 6 songs at the Strobe Studios with Bill, and we contacted Bill and the engineer who worked with him, a fellow by the name of Jamie Wagner, and we assembled a band of some of his friends and some of his favorite Chicago artists, and we went into the studio and we completed that track as well as 9 others, or actually 10 others, and released the album in his honor to benefit other people who have cystic fibrosis. And today, any proceeds from that song or that album are used to benefit families impacted by cystic fibrosis through the nonprofit organization that we started in his honor called the Cystic Dreams Fund.